Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Liz Carolla of New York City's Green Markets. Liz, where are we heading today?
Hey, Erin. Yeah, so I know Gene talked about our Tribeca market last week, so I'm going to stay on the west side and head north a little bit to 66th and Columbus, our market that's at Tucker Square, directly across the street from Lincoln Center. This is one of the few markets we have that's open on multiple days during the week, so farmers and shoppers can really range depending on if you visit on a Thursday or a Saturday. But either way, there's a great variety of product, and the market hosts some particularly special growers as well as food scrap collections on Saturdays. Tucker Square is in the middle of a string of green markets on the west side, right between our 57th Street and 79th Street markets. So our on-site staff see a lot of the same customers shopping at all of those markets depending on the day of the week. I really like thinking about longtime customers, knowing three or four markets really well, visiting them based on the producer they want to buy from that week. So we see a lot of that at Tucker.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Speaking of, you know, visiting special folks, well, who are the farmers? What are the products we can look for at this market?
Yeah, a great range of delicious farm food at this market, staples, corn and greens to Mexican specialties like papalo and epazote, also plants, flowers, and herbs, Long Island seafood, grass-fed beef, duck and duck charcuterie, eggs, maple and sorghum syrup, and baked goods. But today I want to highlight Bobolink Dairy and Bakehouse. Bobolink is operated by Jonathan and Nina White. They have 185 acres in Milford, New Jersey. They practically have a cult following for their incredible array of artisanal cheeses, including their Bottolino, which they've dubbed the Brie of Barbarossa. I love saying that. And their famous Jean-Louis, a cheese they named in memory of Jean-Louis Paladin, a chef who encouraged food artisans to aim for bolder, earthier flavors, which you'll find a lot of in Bobolink's cheeses. Also, they have a heavenly baked goods array, including roasted garlic, duck fat ciabatta, cranberry walnut loaf, a medieval rye levain. It's easy to become the most popular person at the Green Market office if you show up with some Bobolink baked goods to share. very popular. I saw Jonathan speak on a panel a few years ago, and he told a funny anecdote about purchasing his first herd. He said that years ago, all of his friends invested in the stock market, and instead of doing that, he invested in some cows, and when everyone watch their stock plummet, his was busy breeding. And I'm sorry, but I can't pass up a good farmer pun, so I had to share that one. Jonathan and Nina invite visitors to their farm, and they have a really informative newsletter. Depending on when their cheeses come out throughout the season, they let people know so they can line up early. And all that info is available on their aptly named website, cowsoutside.com.
Awesome. Well, so after we've feasted on the delicious Bobolink cheeses and breads, what else do you recommend in the neighborhood?
The market's one block either way from Lincoln Center, Juilliard buildings to Central Park, so those provide endless entertainment, fun things to do. And if you're hungry, markety restaurants nearby include Nick and Tony's Cafe for delicious wood-fired pizzas, paninis, market-inspired entrees. And, of course, Telepans is right around the corner. Bill Telepans, a long supporter of the market and also a very active advocate for improving school food in New York City, so we like to give him the same love he gives Green Market.
Yeah, Bill's an amazing guy. So speaking of other amazing things and happenings, I mean, you know, it's a busy week as always. Anything we should keep our calendars clear for in the events world?
Well, first things first, strawberries are in. They showed up this week, so I know people will be very happy to know that and get to the market. I love seeing those beauties grace the farmers' tables. So there's that. And then also we're in the middle of training our new market managers, so pretty soon customers will get to meet all of our new staff who will be running our markets for the season. They're a pretty great group so far, so I wanted to give them a shout-out. This Sunday, our Windsor Terrace Market opens in Brooklyn, and then right around the corner on June 1st, we're opening Bay Ridge and Sunnyside and Socrates, both of those in Queens. So very excited about markets opening for the season, and then there will just be a rush after June 1st, opening the rest of them over the course of that next month. We're celebrating Sustainable Seafood Week this week, and this Saturday we're going to have a fish fillet demonstration with Phil Carlin of PE&DD, and that'll be happening at the Union Square Info 10 at noon. So if you don't know how to fillet a fish, Phil can show you. He's also an incredible personality and very funny and outgoing, so it's worth going to see him do that. And then, of course, next Wednesday, we've been promoting a couple weeks now. We're doing our Educated Eater series, International Cuisine with Local Ingredients. We're just looking at tickets. There's probably about 10 left, so if anyone's interested, go ahead and reserve your spot now. And I think that's it. Probably a lot more stuff coming up in June.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds like plenty to keep us busy, and I'm definitely excited to hear strawberries are back. No better reason to get up early.
I agree.
Liz, thanks so much for taking some time out to give us the update. For folks who want to find out more about what's happening at New York City's green markets, definitely check out their website, www.grownyc.org. For the latest and greatest in the moment, you can find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, whatever your preferred social media platform. Green Market is there with amazing pictures and up-to-the-moment updates on what's great at the markets. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll be back in touch next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.